Chapter 10, Seeing the Most Beautiful Girl, Offering It All to Him with a Cheeky Smile. He promised himself, as his penis searched at her bottom for pleasure, that it didn't matter anymore if it was blackmail. This was the same wonderful feeling that the sex store had encouraged, the same pleasure in his penis, the same, perfectly legitimate desire to fawn the lovely breasts, that had got to him and made him poo in that female missionary's house. But to make his advantage stronger, hoping that there was real feeling there, he had to make her remember the trial, and how it got her into a bikini. She was still playing the same game, making men touch themselves because of wanting her so badly, but his pooing, and the trial, the way it showed the female missionaries what had happened, and how bad things really were, quickly changed the rules of the game, changing the way the girls acted, playing the same game, but escalating everything. So it went from unbuttoning their tops, to appearing nude in Playboy, in a short time, and with very little regret, like it had been building for so long and his pooing let it out, and with his penis now rubbing her ass, he knew the best way to petition her lovingly for anal sex was first to remind her of what had happened, and gently hint at how it had changed her behavior, changed the girl's hunger for making men want their asses. And he told her directly, he thought she had really enjoyed his pooing, and she shook her head, no, she was offended, and she didn't know he was going to do it that second time, she only wanted him to talk, but he knew she had really hinted at wanting him to do that pooing, and she looked crestfallen, and for the only time apart from her moaning, she looked guilty, like she knew she was a part of this, and he reminded her, of her behavior at his trial, wearing a bikini, and it seemed to really be bothering her, but not making her angry, like he was working away at her crotch with these words, with his dirty talk, but like he was stimulating her, and then he continued praising her ass and her breasts, in a lovely, sexual way, sexual but not too sexist, like he was practicing gentle sexism on her, to let her know, he loved her ass first, and loved her breasts, and her crotch was an enchanted forest, just like her ass, yes, a place of hidden pleasures, and his gentle but sincere, mild sexism, directed at enticing her vanity, encouraging all the things that missionaries tried to stop, that a small look from a man at her breasts, her solid tits, could get started again, his mild sexism just seemed to be working on her, to the point where she didn't seem to miss her chastity outfit, or even her see-through panties. And he realized, she seemed so overwhelmed in her crotch, and so easy and natural rubbing her bottom against him, like she hardly knew it was happening, like this was a date, like his penis had asked her ass on a date, on a bottom sex, lovemaking date, and her bottom had taken her breasts, her lovely bottom had taken her lovely breasts along with her, wanting to give extra pleasure, and the two of them had just come along on the lovemaking date between his penis and her bottom, even though they were never the real point of this sensual encounter. Her bottom was just so natural at rubbing, and it was so good at giving pleasure in a lovely way, nice and not too desperate, but it was like she didn't have any idea what she was really doing there, how much pleasure she was giving him, how easy it was for her to give it, or how little resistance, and he just told her how beautiful she looked in that bikini at his trial, and instead of being rude about it, he just thanked her, and she seemed to understand the message. The lovemaking date between his penis and her bottom seemed to reach a new level, as if it had always been about these, and the two of them were just a barrier to the lovemaking they were anticipating, his penis and this hot girl's bottom, this hot, bosomy girl's bottom. And then he whispered in her ear, reminding her more and more of that bikini at his trial, and he could feel it was the right thing. He had waited long enough, and it was now all right to tell her these things. And beads of sweat ran down her breasts, and they kissed sensually, and then he popped the big question, petitioning her lovingly and sincerely for bottom sex. She gasped in astonishment, it had finally happened. But as if to show him her sincerity, even though she was gasping, flustered, and under terrible pressure, her bottom just kept rubbing on his penis, so he hardly had to do anything to let her know what he wanted, she just took what she wanted. And it was like she was becoming much more active, much more involved, and he reminded her of the prizes for being the most desirable girl to have bottom sex with, remembering this had made her moan before, asking her if she was building up tension that she might need to let out, whispering and asking, wouldn't you rather let it out in the bedrooms, honestly, with our privacy protected? She said nothing, but she held his hand sincerely and told him she would call for him when she was ready. She took her two most trusted friends and put her panties on and her high-heeled shoes and walked beautifully, looking over her shoulders at him as she seductively pulled the panties down a little for him as she walked out view, making sure he was looking at her ass, posing with her breasts silhouetted and smiling rather wickedly to herself, smiling in a very naughty way. And he couldn't believe the transformation from the girl who had taken private chastity lessons to the girl who had enjoyed his pooing, enjoyed appearing in Playboy, even when it was a trap, secretly enjoyed getting him to do his pooing again, and now, gleefully claimed her prizes for being the most desirable girl to bottom fuck, and then giving him so much, just for a very tiny bit of blackmail, and now, best of all, become a willing participant, taking active steps to turn him on, to make their lovemaking more exciting for him, to make him enjoy sex with her. So it was like she didn't just have the will to give in and open her thighs and her sluice gates, she wanted him to enjoy having sex, and he couldn't imagine what was coming, as the bare-breasted girl smiled to herself at everything that had happened, at everything that was happening now, and at everything that was still going to happen. She still clearly needed, not just to make men desperate for her sexually, but also to make her love-making partner even more excited about her than she was about him, needing to make many men jealous, needing to make them touch themselves out of hunger, even though she had trouble understanding what that really meant, but also desperately needing to make her love-making partner crazy with lust for her ass. Beautiful Palu had gone to the end bedroom with her two most trusted friends. It seemed like they were there for a long time, and he was getting anxious waiting, feeling the incredible anticipation in his penis, wondering what was taking her so long. He went to the door, but her beautiful, D-cup friends urgently pushed him away, as if something intensely private was happening, so one girl took him down the hallway, and left him in the care of her other D-cup friends, and strictly told them, they must watch him. Beautiful Palu needed privacy, and the first girl whispered in their ears, and they smiled and giggled, and all of their breasts shook together gently, and sexually, and they laughed sexually and sensually, the way only teenage girls can, and they were touching each other's bottoms and crotches, so each girl's crotch was a hotbed of tension, and he sensed something really exciting was happening, for them to be so aroused. He had been worried it was a trap, but they were much too excited sexually for that. And the first girl told the other girls, openly, so he could hear, to keep building his anticipation, talk to him about the joy of sex. She said, Palu wants his penis to burn with lust, and the girls laughed, she said that? And she said no, of course she didn't say it, but she's ready at last, and that plan of ours, it's really happening. He didn't know what their plan was, but he knew they wanted Palu to prove she was like the other girls, or even worse, because they were still jealous of her, and they were her friends, but there was still some tension because of Palua taking private chastity lessons, and getting her bottom caught in a trap, seemed to be a kind of fulfillment for them, and a necessary outlet. After a while, at last, they were ready, and the friends who waited with him, held his trembling hands, smiling, holding their panties off their bottoms, exactly the way Palua had done, as if to try and remind him of her bottom, and they were asking him, whose bottom is sexier, and he had to say Palua's, and they smiled, caressed their own asses, and petted his penis for the first time, so for the first time, they were calmly touching his penis, girls with big breasts calmly trying to arouse his penis, reminding him of the joy of sex, as they paused at the door, and one of the two main girls came out of the room, and rubbed some nice smelling oil on his shoulders, and whispered, remember your pooing, remember that is the secret to her bottom, to that pleasure in her anus, she needs to be reminded of what you did that for her, but don't tell her that too much, just remind her of the fun, remind her of the pleasure, the joy of pooing, the look on her chastity tutor's face, and you will set her free. Think of all that pleasure in your penis, remember that lovely ass, panties down, as if she was saying she needed a sweet fuck up the ass, and your pooing got her in Playboy, and remember how she wore the bikini at the trial, did you touch her breasts? You got a small feel, didn't you, And tonight you've already had more, but now you are going to enjoy her privately? And she was whispering in his ear, pressuring him to blackmail her friend, telling him to promise her. He didn't care about the blackmail, and he promised her, and she said, "That's good. If you let yourself worry about that, then the joy of fucking her up the ass, you will miss that, and you have got to do that." And her girlfriends were touching each other's crotches sexually, perhaps to turn him on, perhaps just for pleasure. "So don't back down," she told him. "It doesn't matter if it's blackmail, you just have whatever pleasure you want, and you give her as much pleasure as you can. Now give me a kiss." And he kissed her, and she put his hands on her breasts and her bottom, and she went down his pants with her hand, as if she had some real desire herself, and he felt he would see about that later, and see about having sex with her as well. But then she told him to remember that posture, the posture of her ass, and remember that picture in Playboy, telling him his shaft was about to rub that posture, to play in that posture once again, to give this great beauty an ass, fuck. Then she opened the door for him, and he went in. He saw the most beautiful girl he had ever seen, raven black hair falling over her body, naked except the panties, and they were clearly down off her ass. She had delicately and gracefully pulled them off, more than halfway off her bottom, and she was wearing high-heeled shoes, different from the ones she had before, and she wore pearls on her wrists, and beautiful flowers in her hair, and it was clear she had spent a long time with her friends doing her hair, with a beautiful bracket of flowers. It was clear she had spent a long time on herself, making herself as attractive to him as possible, not just lustfully, with her breasts and her bottom, making her as comely as possible, not just to look beautiful, but to show him clearly how much time she had spent on her looks, as if she understood that the beauty of her hair, although he wanted her up the ass, was not a small detail, but something special between them, something she could use to show him, to signal him, something she couldn't say, but she had to express. She had spent so much time on her hair, she clearly wanted to show him. She was very keen to offer him her breasts and her bottom, so her lovely beauty was matched by the offer of sex, and when he saw her she smiled, almost helplessly like a girl, and tilted her torso towards him, away from the wall, where she was leaning, and she smiled, looking into his eyes, like she was smitten. He kissed her, and she yielded, as if suppressing a sigh, but she welcomed his tongue, allowing it to circle around her mouth, and soon his hands were all over her bosom, this beautiful, bosomy girl, and he pushed her panties off, and removed his loincloth, and he remembered the anticipation her girlfriends had talked about, touching her bottom with his penis, and suddenly it just happened, as naturally as before, as if he hadn't planned it, remembering that feeling, that it was a romantic, love-making date between his penis and her bottom, and it never felt so much like that as it did now, and he was just laughing, lovingly touching her graceful breasts, realizing how sexist it was doing this to her, as his penis found a cleft in her bottom, making sure that he put any regrets out of his mind about the sexism, about his pooing, and with his penis in the cleft, all the regret left him, and she was still hesitating, but when she gave a little twitch of her hips, it was in the right direction, to suggest pleasure to him, to suggest a welcome, but he was just looking with amazement at her breasts, remembering her vanity was her weakness, and just occasionally murmuring the word beautiful, so beautiful, knowing she had heard him talking about it before, knowing she would understand his meaning, and she would understand the signal he was giving her, and his reward for his treatment, was that her young breasts blushed a gentle scarlet for him as he kissed her and touched her, eyeing her breasts, appreciating their beauty, smirking to himself with satisfaction that he had got them nude, and got her girlfriends to help him. So the pleasure in his penis was partly from the contact with her bottom, but partly just from appreciating her breasts, and the wonderful good fortune of the situation. And he smiled, telling her they were alone at last, they could really enjoy the privacy, hinting to her that he thought she might want to enjoy herself, but too nervous to actually open the topic, feeling too much pleasure to risk anything more, murmuring the word beautiful again and again.